Public Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
I'm on. Oh, okay. Well, this is the Ralph Winterroad Show with the Ralph Kermit Winterroad coming to you live out of Alaska. And I'm going to do some background stuff. And we're closing in on what the scam is with the Internal Revenue criminals. I've been doing research, and I just found some more stuff here just as I got back from lunch, and I just got to sit down, and this is such a – it takes a clear mind, and I get times where I just have to walk away from this maybe even for a day or so to let it sink in, and I've got to get back into doing this with Adobe Illustrator, putting one lines together. And I'm going to be doing that later on in the hour after I lay some basic groundwork for some other issues. This has to do with Richard Rappert's case. This had to do with all IRS. It has to do with the state income tax. This swamp is so deep. This is like a good precursor to what hell would be like. It's composed of liars. There's no truth. There's no justice. There's no moral fabric. It's just one lie after another lie. And it shocks the conscience. I mean, it reads like Revelations. You know, our churches, most of them are on the other side of life. They're like Heggie or whatever his name is down there in these big churches. It's blasphemy. It's absolutely against the teachings of the Bible. Christ, it's just, I want to say you can't make it up, but it just shocks the conscience. And anyway, this thing with the IRS is, it's going to get really interesting. I'm going to get to that. Like I say, it might be clear into the next hour. I don't know, maybe through, because I want to lay some groundwork, because people still are having, because this conceptual stuff is to, like I say, take nothing that I say as true. And just a background, which I've been told I don't put out enough. So I do have there's a couple of free IRS lists. I don't monitor them very much. But I do have a regular IRS list that costs $250 postal money order. Or if you can't afford it, you just have to email me and use IRS at AlaskaMinuteMan.com. And if you want to join the list and just say why you can't afford, and I'll take your word for it, and you will be added to the list, because I don't keep the information away from anybody. But you have to ask. It's not an automatic just putting people there, you know. So, and I need to make aware of, too, if you have Skype, I have available all of the ruling case law, which was 1929, the precursor to First Amgur 1, 1938, which I am now in doing the process of doing the 1938 Amgur 1. You're going to see more research materials in these with cases. Some of these will have a part of a paragraph, and the whole rest of the page will be just nothing but case law supporting how we got in dismissed, because a lot of this was being done prior to the beginning of the early 1900s and the first decade or so. This is when major, major overthrow of our republic was in process. It's great research material. If you have Skype, it's free. If you want to get it the other way, I don't know, maybe 25, 30, maybe 30 bucks for me to take the time to do a DVD and do the ruling case law, or you can wait until I get Amgur 1 done, which will probably be another month. It just takes a while to run through thousands and thousands of pages, 60 volumes. So we're talking probably, I don't know, 80,000 pages I have to scan and OCR. And it takes up computer time to OCR these. It can take 15, 20 minutes or more to scan one of these volumes. Sometimes a half hour, depending on how big it is, because it just takes time. But if you're into research material, you want to see what's really going on, it's like you can have the Bible read to you, or you can have it available and you can search it. You can give it to anybody. I don't care what you do with it. Spread it around. I am taking these books that I have given many thousands of dollars for. I also have the common law that was first done in 1811 by Tompkins, the English common law taken out of Giles Jacobs' Law Dictionary, which I have original, give $1,000 for it. It's too big to scan the original, but I have where it was converted over. People want to talk about the English common law. I have it where it was done, and it's about 6 volumes. And I don't know, I think that might be emailable. I'll take a look at it and see. But if you want to talk about the English common law, you should really look at it. Get facts, get the stuff, and educate it. That's what the purpose of my show is to give you facts, evidence, and then have you check it out. And hopefully with some knowledge, we're going to pound on these bastards, because I'll tell you, it's you can't make this stuff up. I don't even know what to say beyond can't make it up. I've had people say I shouldn't say that so much, but it just shocks the conscience. One of the things that I'm going to address, because see, I learn all the time. I pay attention to what these people write. We've got a very important case going on with David Gladden in Dillingham. He has been pounded on unmercifully. And we're taking on the FAA, the Federal Administration. It's another external establishment, sits outside the Constitution. Congress gets around and puts somebody in charge and then said, oh, we have utopia. Now there's no political, no oversight, no anything. Now, do you really believe that? Our republic was founded on unalienable rights from the Creator, where we, unalienable rights from the Creator, give a limited delegation of power. You go look in the English common law. It's called an office. It's where we, you and me, limited delegation of power, have delegated to somebody else to do our business. We've agreed to a set of laws and rules in three branches. Limited delegation of power from our unalienable rights. Our unalienable rights under the law of nature, we've not surrendered, but we have certain things, we want somebody else to do our business. Because we've agreed this is, instead of somebody robbing me and I go shoot the bastard or the SOB or whatever's, we get around and we put him in jail or go through the system. Our republic has been overthrown. And you and me did it. Because we don't understand who we are. We have no clue. Most people don't. How would we? Because we've been lied to. The schools do not teach it. The colleges. I don't know how these people in I even got it from some of these colleges. I forget what they call it. They have different things where they actually teach the students in law not to obey the four corners of the contract, the Constitution or the contract. They're teaching law students that, so no wonder we're in deep trouble here. And with Sessions, I don't know, that man has been compromised. He's not doing his job. He gets around and says, oh, yeah, he's standing up for the illegals, but what's going on with Hillary and all this other that are absolutely violations of rule of law? And he just give it a wink, wink. The corruption is so deep. Between the FBI, CIA, Department of Justice, or so many of these liberal judges and these idiots that support liars. Hillary. I watched a thing down there or a book signing down there for Hillary down in Texas where the InfoWars went down. These people, they're like zombies. You can't reach them. They have no moral fiber. They have no ability to do critical thinking. They're brainwashed. Their eyes and their ears are closed, just like Revelations. Anyway, getting back to some more substantive things that actually have factual issues. This is a case which I'm going to be putting out more on it because it's a case in the District of Alaska. We only have one district of corruption up here. And it's 3-17-CV-43. By the way, anybody that says they're doing all this stuff and they don't have any cases, any documents, you probably might want to swallow a good pill and go do something else because they probably are lying to you. Anyway, this is a case, this particular case, is on a personality. This is a case where Dave Gladden is getting a second class airman's medical certificate, goes in and they deny the medical certificate, and then all of a sudden we go to do the administrative stuff to their National Transportation Board and follow the Ninth Circuit. 20 days later they have an epiphany. They said, oh, by the way, Dave, which we said we absolutely no way could you qualify now? We'll have you do it. So he goes and he sees a psychiatrist. Psychiatrist gives him a clean bill of health. Yeah, there's no problem with you, Dave. He's a Seventh-day Adventist. He's not crazy. He's not. He doesn't drink and he doesn't smoke or do drugs. And those are medical issues under their regulations. So why wouldn't they give it to him? So they give it to him, and they said, oh, by the way, then you have to go in, and every 45 days to go in and see a psychiatrist to see if you're this personality disorder under overt acts, if you're gaining on it or not. So we put in, what is it? Because it's never been defined. What is it? And they come back and they said, oh, by the way, it's because you have traffic citations and you've been suing the city of the state of Alaska and the city of Dillingham for corruption. Really? Is that medical? No, of course not. Well, we did one better. We got their psychiatrist book. It's called the DSM-5. And it says, thou shalt not use civil issues for psychiatry. Psychiatrist says thou shalt not. So they come back and say, oh, well, guess what, there may be a difference of opinions. Okay, there may be a difference of opinion, but first of all, there has to be a medical condition identified to have a difference of opinion. They left that part out. This is the way these guys play. So anyway, we've had enough of the nonsense, so they filed in the federal court, and we're suing them. And We did the complaint, which they couldn't answer, so they do a motion to dismiss. Well, they made an error, figuring we wouldn't catch it, and I didn't know this. I mean, I pay attention. I don't pretend to know all this stuff, but I read this stuff and validate it. And we filed in against it, but then the judge come back and said, hey, you FAA folks, you filed in a motion to dismiss with attachments. You can't do that. Because when you put attachments then, that makes it a you're bringing in factual evidence like in a complaint. So the judge said, your complaint, Dave, can't stand because they filed in something with evidence against that. So you have to oppose their motion to dismiss, which he says now shall be known as a summary judgment. Because they've attached stuff like a complaint. Okay, so now it's a summary judgment. So they come back and file in a reply in support of their motion to dismiss and thumb their nose at the judge. They're not going to do a summary judgment. Why can't they do a summary judgment? Because if they ever get to the facts and we get past all of this procedural nonsense, they lose. It's a ball game over. Because that's one of the things you really got to be careful of in dealing with these. And I have a module on off-point stuff. They go chasing. They get you to take a right turn. And then they go build a whole case on a bunch of nonsense that has nothing to do with what's called the essential elements of the case. What are the essential elements? It's covered under their regulations. They have three things they can do under their regulations. Is Dave crazy? No. Is Dave doing drugs? No. Is Dave an alcoholic? No. We're done. No, we had a guy, so they get around, and Dave, like I say, passed the psychiatrist test, and we got a guy said, no, we're going to stop you. We're going to withhold it unless you do always on conditions. They see the agencies love conditions. They set conditions of which you can't comply. But wait a minute. You said before this nonsense started, there was no way you would ever grant Dave a medical certificate. 20 days after we filed in for the administrative NTSB, oh, you had an epiphany. Oh, Dave, yeah, you can. You go down and get the psychiatrist, and you pass that, and we're all good to go. So Dave goes, passes, and then they say, oh, no, now we got another condition. You got to go and do this personality disorder with overt defects or overt acts, but we don't know what it means. You see, it's never been defined. They use this against pilots all the time. Well, if you don't know what it means, how can you figure out what the medical condition is? And we finally forced them out the open. And he said, oh, it's based on all this civil nonsense and a criminal case, which is not, that's nothing. So they got stuck. Because, you see, then they didn't ever expect us to go for the facts. We bought the Bible, or Dave did, $150 or something, and I OCR'd it and scanned it and read the damn thing. We're not supposed to do that. So now they're stuck. So now they try to do the motion to dismiss jurisdictional because they can't deal with the facts. They've impeached themselves. Once, there is not one scintilla of medical evidence to support what they're doing. Not one. And then they say, well, there may be a difference of opinion. That's fine. But you got to have, as a essential element to have a difference of opinion, it has to be a medical condition identified. Oh, we can't talk about that. This is the way these guys play. You have to be real careful. So now they're stuck. So they come back now and they filed in the judge said, a motion to reconsider, which is a proper response to the motion to dismiss. When the judge said, no, you guys can't do what you're doing. But you know what's missing? There's not one affidavit, declaration, or sworn testimony to date. I'm going to get to it because it has an important issue, what's going on today with Judge Moore. Back in a minute.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, well, we're back here, and this judge explained it quite simply to us, pro ses. I guess they want to call us pro ses. That's fine. He said, this is, when a party you are suing makes a motion for summary judgment that is properly supported by declarations other than sworn testimony, okay, you cannot simply rely on what your complaint says. So the complaint is taken to be true with all of its attachments. But when they do a summary judgment, see, they took a motion to dismiss and did attachments to it. That put it into the summary judgment world. So that's something to always remember. Anytime they do a motion to dismiss and they do an attachment, it becomes a summary judgment under Rule 56, which is factual. Instead, you must set out facts in declarations or affidavits, depositions, answers to interrogatories, or authenticated documents as put out in Rule 56C. Authenticated documents. So that can be in the record and some that type of stuff. But the bottom line is, do you know how many affidavits, declarations, sworn testimony, interrogatories, depositions we have so far in Dave's case? Not a one. They can't do them. So they try to have the attorney testify to facts. And attorneys cannot testify to facts. Ever. And I got a couple of cases, Treglio and a couple of others. They can't testify to facts. They can't make an allegation without something to support the facts. And that's got to be Where's your affidavits? Where's your declaration? They won't put themselves to that liability. Now, what does that tell us also? So the first thing is, if you're doing these things, they always want to do a motion to dismiss. It's invariably. They almost never want to answer the complaints. Because if you got them cornered, they can't go there. And then the first thing they do is, how does an attorney answer a complaint? I'd like to know the answer to that one. Does he have the facts to do that, to make that determination? That's the thing I'm going to explore, because they don't have the authority to do it. We got another issue, and I got to get the module done, because these guys, one attorney, how many people are we suing in this thing here? I say Dave is suing, we suing. Let's see how many's in this thing. There's only one attorney for the whole bunch. Now stop and just give it just a little bit of logical thing. Is how can an attorney represent a whole bunch of different people? How can he do that? Because you see, if there's any one of these, he's trying to come out and say, oh, well, this guy, Simmons, he didn't do this, and Tilton, he didn't do this, and the FAA didn't do this. Now, wait a minute. You have a conflict of interest here, Bubba. Stop and think about it. If you had, three people involved in a murder, and maybe one of them did it and two accessories, can one attorney represent all of them in the court? Of course not. He'd have a conflict of interest. Which one is he going to try to defend? So the first of all, which I'm going to do the module in, this attorney has no standing in this court to represent. Let's see, we got. Wait a minute. This is the Postal Service. I'm going to be suing those suckers up here too. I got a whole bunch of them to sue up here. They moved our contract post office, and the post office is just as corrupt as you can't. I don't know what to say anymore. Let's see, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 individual people working that all have different parts of this FAA and FAA under the Department of Transportation. So there's 6 entities. One attorney cannot represent 6 entities unless they all admit that they're all culpable in all respects to every bit of the whole thing. And this guy thinks we're so stupid, which he probably gets away with it. He says, oh, well, Tilton was involved. He's one of the SOBs in this. Oh, well, he did this, and he didn't know that. And this other guy here, Simmons, he did this, and oh, he didn't do that. Now, wait a minute here. You can't do this. So I'm going to get the module on that, because I see this all the time, and I've been hooked. I've been suckered into this. Back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, well, we're back here. And how does what I just said about summary judgment deal with Judge Moore and all of these other allegations out there? Well, first of all, the Internal Revenue Manual has no standing in court. It's irrelevant. The procedures that they do, procedural stuff, is not law. There's not one thing that the IRS does that has what's called the force and effect of law, except regulations published in the Federal Register agreeing that they are under 5 U.S.C. 553 CDD, and they will put C. Those are called substantive regulations. They have the force and effect of law. They are for citizens of the United States in the administrative state. Every one of the IRS ones, in Volume 1, it cites in the Federal Register, except it leaves out the paragraph, last paragraph. It says, we're not doing those damn things. What the hell's wrong with you folks? Did you learn how to read? Well, they say in their very first public document, but they leave out of the Federal Register the last paragraph. So how many regulations under the in the Federal Register under the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946, where they said, for the citizens of the United States, all three branches of government exist. Really? Anybody ever tell you that? I'll bet not. So they say, oh, we are going to rule you people because we don't teach you and nobody's going to tell you. We're going to put it in the public register. And, oh, you can complain, by the way. If you have standing, you can file a case. Now, we file hundreds of thousands of regulations. So for every regulation, you'd have to file a case and complain in the federal court. That's not even a constitutional court to begin with, except the Federal Court of Claims is Article 1, a true Article 1 court, and the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, which is a true Article 3 court. I can prove that. I got the Senate report that says so. They admit it. See, I am like a priest. Come and confess. Except I can't keep government secrets. And I'm going to back it up with your stuff. You sons of bitches, confess to it. And I'm going to use it against you. Till hell freezes over. So, they say, oh, by the way, you just get around and do this. File in there proposed. Then it comes back. And see, the IRS says, we're not doing 553. 5 USC, 553. They'll put 553, sometimes C, just C in parentheses. They say right in it, we're not doing that. What's wrong with you folks? Then it comes back a final rule, and they address all the complaints or the people that complain, but it has no force and effect of law because you can complain about anything. They say, well, no, you don't really understand. And then they wait 30 days before it goes into effect, which I almost never do. And then what they do is they go before Congress, and Congress has 6 months to up and down it, the Congressional Review Act. They're saying, okay, well, how'd y'all guys do there? This is the world we live in. That's why they always say you got to go exhaust your administrative remedies. Well, how in the holy heck did I get into that world? What happened to my court? Constitutional courts. Does the 13th Amendment apply to the citizens of the several states? Nope. It's called class legislation. How would we know that? Well, you see, the bottom line is you go look at the act that made it, 14 Stat 27, and go look at it. It's a statutory law. It's in 42 United States Code, 1981, 1982. Go read 1982. It's pretty simple, straightforward. How would we know that? I got some cases. Says it has nothing to do with you, with the citizens of the several state. It only has to do with Negroes. Wait a minute here. Does that not seem a little discriminatory? Well, go read it. 14 Stat 42 USC 1982. I didn't write this stuff. Property rights of citizens. All citizens of the United States shall have the same right in every state and territory. See, the number one, when they say state and territory, that tells you right there. Anytime it's state and territory, Congress has a limited delegation within the several states. Limited. It has plenary power in the District of Columbia and another plenary power under Article 4 in territories and possessions. They put them all together. So what's that tell you? We're into what's called private law, local law. As is enjoyed by white citizens. What the frickin' hell is going on here? Sure doesn't apply to white citizens then, does it? The 13th Amendment only applies to Negroes. Black folk. Not white folk. How can they get away with that? Then they put the little nonsense into the 14th that only applies to the states and to the state actors. And then again, they, like I say, they have an epiphany 2 years later. And in 1870, they said, oh, by the way, you know, all you black folk, you can be naturalized and be the same as all the white folk. Oh, wow, we just had an epiphany. Why didn't you have that 4 years ago? Because they were setting up the overthrow of our republic. Just like Esau in the Bible. And I don't know why these pastors can't catch on to that. He sold his birthright for some porridge and lentil beans. His birthright, which is his property lineage. That's what we do. They've hoodwinked us into signing up. And these states are only legislating for citizens of the United States, which does not exist. didn't even exist. They just made it up for the black folk. But then they said, oh, by the way, 4 years later, oh, yeah, by the way, you don't mean, yeah, we got to, but nobody will ever talk about 1870. They could have naturalized all of the black folk to make them the same as a white folk in 1866. Why in the hell didn't they do it? Scam, a con. There are two parties to the constitutions. We, the people, and the states. We, the people, and the states. And in the federal constitution, it's the citizens of the several states, privileges and immunities, and the states, which have the senators. The legislatures are the representatives of the several states. They did away with that in 1917. Put it back to the citizens of the United States, which was only made for the black folk, which means me bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. We don't understand that. And then they make it a felony, like in Minnesota, North Carolina. If you don't vote as a citizen of the United States, it's a felony. Really? So you're holding a gun to my head to vote for something that doesn't even exist. Could that be true? Yep. And I had somebody that was wanting some cases on that down in Kenai. CMAR was wanting some cases, and let me get around and just read one of them. It's real simple. It's real clear. It's called Keenan versus Wallace. And let me get around and save this here into the my module, because I'm going to post this here later today. I'm starting to put in the post the stuff that I'm talking about, because it makes it a lot easier for people to understand if they can actually see what I talked about on the show, so they can go look it up and check it out, see if what I'm doing is right or not. So I guess save this here just a minute. I thought I had saved it and I hadn't. My problem. And we'll open this up and we'll put it in here, and here is the case. Now, this case comes out of Massachusetts, and thing here. I don't know why this thing wants to go to RTF. I don't know. Me and Microsoft Word have got a problem here. Oh, golly gee whiz. So, this case puts it in really pretty plain English. There's no doubt about it. And I got to take out the RTF here. I don't know why this, I say me and Microsoft. If I could get away from Bill Gates, I would. Man, that guy just supporting another one of these guys that's a criminal. Okay, how is this cited? It is Keenan, K-I-N-E-E-N versus Wells. And it's 1887. And it's in the Supreme Judicial Court of Massachusetts. And we go down here, just a couple of paragraphs, and it explains it out in plain English. Suffrage is not a natural, unlimited right. The privilege of voting arises under the Constitution of the several states, excepting, as is provided by the 15th Amendment of the Constitution of the United States, the qualifications of a voter are exclusive within the regulation and control of each state. And they cite several cases, including Cooley on constitutional law. And they go on to say here, Miss Massachusetts prescribes the qualification of a voter, but the constitutional provisions do not limit the rights of the legislature to make reasonable regulation and condition concerning exercise of the franchise that will protect the privilege and prevent imposition and fraud. It seems to be well settled. That means there's precedent. Legislature has the legal power to require a voter to register his name upon the registry of voters previously on the day of election and provide that unless confirmed by that requirement, he shall be permitted. And they got a jillion cases. But here's where we get to the meat of it. The right or privilege of voting is a right or privilege arising under the Constitution of each state and not under the Constitution of the United States. The voter is entitled to vote in the election of officers of the United States by reason of the fact he is a voter in the state in which he resides. Of course, they say resides in a domicile. He exercises this right because he is entitled by the laws of the state where he offers to exercise it, and not because he is a citizen of the United States. U.S. versus Anthony, 11 BLATCHF-200. What are the rights of the citizen of the United States as such and not the citizen of the temporal state need not be considered here. They have repeatedly been discussed and defined in Corfield versus Coryell and the slaughterhouse cases and on and on and on. Those are fictional rights to give going against a state or state law, which I got in a congressional record based on slaughterhouse and Cruikshank holdings of the Supreme Court of the United States. Precedent. A citizen of the United States remains dormant until the state actors or the state laws cross that line. A voter is the act, or a vote, or to vote, or voting is the act. The suffrage or the elective franchise is where the privilege is secured. And it is not because you're a citizen of the United States. And this is the con that's being played today. All of these states are accepting benefits. They've all gone over to the other side and say, oh, by the way, guess what? You got to be a citizen of the United States. And as soon as you put that down, and you got to keep putting it under the penalties of perjury, true and correct. Why do I have to keep doing that under the penalties of perjury, true and correct? Why? Because of the con. Because you automatically are a citizen of one of the several states. We just don't know it. How do you overcome that? You must put in the only way that I've seen to get around this, which they don't do because, see, under Title 18, 9/11, it's a felony to claim you're a citizen of the United States if you're not. So the question becomes, how do I create evidence? Which is what I want to get back to, and this ties into back to Judge Moore and what's going on with all of these women that have all of these problems, which really irritates me because Bill Still, at BillStill.com, I think it's number 1888, took this yearbook picture and debunked it ad nauseum. Different colors of ink, the restaurant wasn't even open, and on. Why is that not out there? That yearbook thing never happened. Of course, that's why the attorney, that was the attorney for Weinstein, Harvey Weinstein, absolutely shows up again. But then she won't produce the document. How do you counter that? What should be the minimum requirement when some woman or anybody makes an accusation, regardless of what it is? Put it in an affidavit under the penalties of perjury, true and correct. And you know what that does? That makes you liable when it's a lie. So that why doesn't any lawyer or anybody bring this out? It's not considered evidence. Police reports, the IRS manual, the IRS regulations, none of them have any force and effect of law unless they are in compliance with the Administrative Procedures Act, and there's none of them that have it because they say we're not doing it. There's no evidence. It's hearsay. And we got all these McCain, and of course we know what he is. He's a piece of garbage. Songbird in Vietnam on a ship, Forrest or whatever, he got around and had all kinds of people killed because he wet-started a jet, and his old man saved his butt because he was an admiral. May have been a good guy's admiral, I don't know. Liars they are. Liars. Where are they now? All of these unfounded allegations by people that will not. So why don't we have them put in evidence so then they'd be liable? They want you to file a 1040, an implied in law contract where you want a benefit under the penalties of perjury. Well, why don't they make these people, if they do that, why doesn't the lawyers or the thing, well, hey, you know what? I'm sure that you're telling me the truth. I would love to see an affidavit under the penalties of perjury, true and correct, filed. You'll never see one. Back in a minute.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Close out that little bit of time we got here with this other case. It's called 4024F period CAS 829. This was done in 1873, and they call these cases that were under the circuit courts of the United States, which were constitutional courts, which had national jurisdiction, the same as the Supreme Court of the United States. United States versus Anthony, 24F CAS. It's F period CAS period 829. The 13th, 14th, 15th Amendment were designed mainly for the protection of the newly emancipated Negroes, but the full effect must nonetheless be given to the language employed. The rights of the citizens of the state, as such, are not under consideration in the 14th Amendment. They stand as they did before the adoption of the 14th Amendment and are fully guaranteed by other provisions. The rights of the citizen states have been the subject of judicial decisions more than on one occasion, Corfield versus Coryell, which is one of them, and the Supreme Court, Ward versus Maryland, Paul versus Virginia. These are the fundamental privileges and immunity belong to the rights of the citizens of all free governments, and as such as the right of the life and liberty, the right to acquire, possess property, to transact business, to pursue happiness in his own manner, subject to such restraint as the government may abridge to be necessary for the general good. Another Supreme Court case. This is all a smoke and mirrors con, folks. 14th Amendment changed nothing. The 13th and 14th and the 15th were for the blacks. A specifically private law. Because it didn't affect all of the citizens in the several states. Private law. Those amendments are private. Hello? Here he is right here. Black and white. This is under Circuit Court of the United States. Let's see. When was this? This Circuit Court of the United States was where? Out of the Northern District of New York, 1873. Citing Supreme Court cases. Do we believe what they said or not? Of course we do. They're precedent. We've been lied to. Now what I'm going to do next hour is get into the issue of what I've been researching out to blow this Internal Revenue fraud nonsense totally out of the water. And I haven't found what I wanted. I just found some more stuff before I came to on the show today. But I'm going to put this all together. But I've just got to sit down and, like I say, you just have to sit down and analyze this stuff and put it together. But you can't make, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say beyond you can't make this stuff up. But this is, it's just lies. It's a con. And the father of all liars is the devil. John 8, 34 to 44, that sums it all up. The father of all liars is the devil. The truth is not in you. You do not understand my language. And that's the other thing that I want to really enforce. Do you think you can walk into any court and understand the language? You're wrong. Because it's all codified with definitions of means. The common usage words that we have, it's understand. You do not understand. That's why they like to ask you, do you understand? Never understand. I don't understand because you guys have not disclosed all of the terms and definitions with the used means that are being used. I don't understand your jurisdiction because you have not declared it on the record. I don't understand how you can think that I claim that I'm a citizen of the United States when that is a felony. Where is your evidence? That's why we have to put it into the public record. Well, get back to that when we get back. And then we're going to get into some major shocking stuff.
Talk about something serious for a minute, your age. Getting old has its perks, but remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to Republic.